Well, a God morning to you, and welcome back to the God School. Last week, we spoke on the names of the Lord, and by no means was it exhaustive, but nonetheless, in his names have we hope. And in his names, these are not definitions of God, but revelations of his character. I want to go a little further this morning. This may be a short message, but regardless of length, that it may have further impact, that we may grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. This little two-part message is, because he knows my name. In researching this phrase, the name of the Lord, it's used 118 times in Scripture. It has import . It has authority . It has hope as throughout the Scripture God is revealing himself. I've been captured all week by a verse in the New Testament, in the Gospel according to Matthew, in the first chapter. In the 21st verse, we're told that Joseph, being visited by an angel, by a messenger, of what has taken place and what he shall do. And it says, speaking of Mary, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, Now, in the margin of my King James Bible, it says, it has a note for Jesus. It says, that is, Savior. Thou shalt call his name. I want to read the literal from the interlinear translation. It says, she will bear, moreover, a son, and you will call the name of him Jesus, he sorry, pages are turning slowly. He indeed will save the people of him from the sins of them. We read, Christ came not to save the righteous, but sinners. It says, and we taught last week, that name Jesus is the Greek cognate of the Hebrew name Joshua. And without going into all the details, listen to last week if you need to. It means God our helper. Something it says, call the name of him Jesus, he indeed, and this word being translated, in the interlinear, indeed, the Greek word is gar, it means, it denotes, truly therefore, verily as the case stands, gar takes on an explicative force, it means for, the fact is, he shall save, he will save the people of him. I like that translation. Say it, there's no difference, his people. People of him. Of him. Denoting the source of whom he will save. Whom he will save from their sins? In the grammar, the word I'm trying to do this. Save is the translation of the Greek word sosia, sosi, sozo is the root. And it means to be made whole. In it is the word life. And it says he will save. This word in the Greek, in the grammar, please listen. I know it's a little technical, but I hope through the technical, through the knowledge, we may have our faith increased. It's in the future, active, indicative, it's in the future tense, the active voice and the indicative mood. Don, you just lost me. Well, I'm not speaking in tongues. Let me see if we can edify. The future tense corresponds to the English future and indicates the contemplative or certain occurrence of an event which has not yet occurred. It's in the active voice. The active voice represents the subject as the doer or performer of the action. In the sentence, the boy hit the ball, the boy performs the action. It's in the indicative mood. The indicative mood is a simple statement of fact. If an action really occurs, or has occurred, or will occur, it will be rendered in the indicative mood. And it says, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, he indeed, or because he will save the people of him from the sins of them. For almost 2,000 years, though the church has had the Word of God in the midst, there has been that message of you need to save yourself. And that message that Jesus saves is made clear throughout the scripture, but particularly in this 21st verse of Matthew 1. Jesus, God, our helper, saves without any buts. Who's the doer of the saving? Jesus. Not me. Not you. Jesus. It says His people, King James, interlinear translation, direct from the Greek, literal, people of Him. Who are the people of Him? Psalm 37, which we have oft times gone to here at the God School, says, listen, God's word is so consistent, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is the actor in salvation. He is the actor in saving. He is the actor in restoring. He is the actor who quickens us who were dead in our trespasses and sins. Jesus, God, our helper. And the scripture clearly declares that God Himself was in Christ. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them, and He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. Who are His people? Who are the people of Him? And the Lord shall help them and deliver them, and He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in Him. Ephesians. We read it. Go back. Let's go back and explore just a little bit more. Second chapter, fourth verse. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, his people, people of him, even when we were dead in sins, has he quickened us together with Christ, by grace are ye saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. Where? In heavenly places, in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show, that is, God might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith. It is a gift of God to his people, to the people of him. Faith, it is a gift of God, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For, because, this is why he's given this name, God our helper, because he shall save the people of him from their sins. A verse, a psalm. I am often brought to is Psalm 115. It's part of the halal, that is, the praising of the Lord. And Psalm 115 opens and it says, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. Don't give glory unto us. We don't deserve it. We are recipients of the benefit of what God in Christ has done. And the psalmist says, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Thy mercy. The word in the Hebrew is hesed. And it can be translated mercy, loving kindness, for God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, it can be translated grace, unmerited favor. But unto thy name give glory, for thy hesed, thy mercy, thy loving kindness, thy grace, and for thy truth's sake. And Jesus, who was God, but became kinned with us, that he might redeem us, said, I'll get there. Thy word is true. Thy word is reality. It is fact. For not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy grace. And thy word's sake, give glory unto the name of Jesus, because he is saving the people of him, the church, from their sins. Psalm, I will end the way Psalm 115 ends. And it says, praise ye the Lord. And that's the God School for today.